Hi, and welcome to the Party of Ones podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Lori.
And today's episode will kind of be a smorgasbord, if you will. Smorgasbord?
Yeah, smorgasbord. I don't know, it doesn't matter.
At the end?
Just say it really fast.
Smorgasbord.
Nobody knows.
Today is a smorgasbord.
A smorgasbord.
Anyway,
we're so amazing. We are amazing people.
One person's amazing is another person's nightmare. Yeah. Today we will be talking about a plethora of topics. There we go. I can say plethora.
Yeah.
We're going to be touching base with Lori for some advice / love life updates. We're going to be popping in with myself for a just me moment. And who knows where else we'll stumble along the way. We love a good tangent.
We do.
So with that, we will get started.
Yay.
Okay, so I don't know, do you want to call this updates? Do you want to call this just seeking advice?
I don't know. This is revisiting the Can Men and Women Be Friends?
Yeah, an update.
Update issues.
Is
drama
Lori evolving?
That's evolving?
That's what this section is entitled. Is Lori evolving?
I'm going to still go with no, but maybe it's yes. I don't know.
I mean, people evolve and change all the time. So you feel like new things that have arisen in your life are causing you to rethink some previously held opinions.
Yes, in fact, last night I had to go back and re-listen to our Can Men and Women Be Friends episode, and I was paying particular attention to what Bruce said as if to garnish some kind of male advice from Bruce of the past to fit with the Lori of the present's
problem
issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Bruce was not very helpful. Bruce of the past.
Sorry, Bruce.
Was not very helpful.
Sure,
sorry.
You did your best. I just think that your problem and what he was discussing
is different.
Just didn't align.
I don't know. Or I also was like trying to listen to hear what I was saying too.
Yeah.
Like, okay, do I still feel that same way? Because
yeah,
I was very adamant about my feelings about it, and I still kind of feel like I am, but at the same time I feel like there's a little bit more gray area for me now. And so when I proposed this episode, it was more like I need to hash this out and seek advice.
Yeah. So do you want to explain?
Okay, so if we use the euphemisms,
also, Bruce of the present, if you're listening, feel free to let us know.
Send us a tweet. Send us
your
message. Text Rachel.
Is. Yeah, let me know.
Anyone who's listening, really, I need advice. So the euphemism I use is the eggs in the basket.
Yeah.
We use this one. And I recently met a single dad whom I work with that
who
I have
refer to as
single dad. We call him single dad. And I laid a invisible basket in front of him. I put the basket down.
The laying of the basket ceremony
has occurred. I have put the basket down. There are still no eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
I almost put an egg in the basket. And then I took the egg. It was very close, but then I snatched it back as there was a lot of mansplaining. And
yeah,
I can't really get behind that. So
unappealing.
I snatched it out, though an egg might be going back in the basket because I have convinced him to take the Enneagram test. And I have a feeling he may be a 9. And if he is a 9, I'm throwing a couple eggs in right away. They're just going right in.
Just like for the pure fact of like we thought maybe they didn't exist.
They didn't exist. And if I find one, probably 2 or 3 eggs are going to get thrown in. So I'm waiting to hear the results of that. He said he was going to do it this weekend. But there's absolutely nothing going on there. I haven't actually, he's somebody I work with.
Yes.
So I haven't seen him outside of work.
Right.
Nothing. So there's, I just see him at work.
Yes.
So there's nothing there. So the basket has been laid down. And then another basket got laid down in front of a friend of mine who is the same friend that I was referring to in the Can Men and Women Be Friends episode. He was my best friend back when I was in college. We lost touch for a very long time. And through various circumstances, we are now back in touch again.
Right.
And not just like a couple Facebook messages here or there. Like, we've hung out twice now. I've seen, well, we've actually hung out three times now. We spent a significant amount of time together one evening.
Yeah.
And we have been in contact every day since we started talking again. And it's been a little over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And what's very interesting about it is he had been kind of in and out of my life here or there, but somehow now he's reinserted himself back in.
Uh-huh.
And is a very prevalent part of my day. So, like, we were texting each other. So, like, for example, yesterday, I hadn't talked to him all day. I didn't think I needed to. And he texted me at something probably like 8 or 8:30. And it said, "How was your day, sweetheart?"
Sweetheart?
Uh-huh. And so we texted a little bit back and forth. And then he called me. And he's like, "Well, I'm just sitting outside by myself. I thought I'd call and say hi." And we talked for 45 minutes. And it's just very weird to me because this person hasn't been part of my life for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And now he's back again.
Uh-huh.
And the conversation that we had about a week ago was about, you know, we were talking about past our exes and stuff like that. And he mentioned in conversation, he goes, "You know, you and I were never an item because it would have been awkward." He said, "We were so close as friends."
Uh-huh.
"That it would have been awkward to make that jump."
Uh-huh.
And we talked about that a little bit. And I said, I had never really wanted to jeopardize our friendship. But at the same time, like, I had always been curious.
Right.
And so now I have to rethink, like, can men and women be friends? Because I feel like we have picked up right where we left off.
Uh-huh.
But it was so long ago that am I a different person now where I'm not going to get attached like that?
Right.
Or am I going to get attached again? Or, like, I don't want to be attached.
Right.
But at the same time, I was attached before.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like I'm very, very guarded. Like, there's a lot of walls up.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay, I'm ready for some follow-up questions. Are you ready?
Okay.
I feel like I've collected all the information.
Okay.
Well, one, I feel like these are, like, kind of, like, two separate decisions. Can I be friends with this
guy?
Boy.
Yeah.
Guy. I should probably not call the boys. They're grown men.
Yeah, he's a man now, but he was a boy before, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like two separate cases. So let's look at case one first. Single dad.
Okay, single dad.
Single dad.
I wouldn't, if he's not a nine, which is really sad, if he's not a nine, I feel like there won't be eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
That we're just going to be friends.
Well, and I feel like with single dad, my feeling on him is that, like, you don't feel any feelings of attraction. Really?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
And, like, you think he's a nice person.
Yeah.
And you think he's good at his job.
Yeah.
But also, I think that working with him kind of would complicate things.
I agree.
But since you don't have feelings, it's not complicated. You just work with him.
Yeah.
But I also think since you're at this new job, you could really use a friend.
I could use a friend. I don't have any friends.
There's really nobody else there that you have connected with in terms of like, oh, I enjoy talking with that person.
He's the only one I relate to.
And you said like he will pop into your room every now and then.
Yeah.
And you enjoy seeing him, or like that's always fine.
Yeah.
So I feel like in that case, I wouldn't overanalyze, and I would just say like he is your friend.
Yeah.
Like so, like can you're already doing it. You're already his friend, and maybe you won't have like a deep like
but we
familial
can be
bond with him. Like maybe you won't get to like work BFF status.
Yeah.
But I will say that like it could be a blessing to you in this time where you feel like maybe you don't have any other friends, to just have a friend and he can just be your buddy.
I agree, and I'm really fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not actively pursuing a relationship.
That's a good thing. Like, you know, like, because I feel like when we, like, overthink it, or we're like, oh, I just, like, want to, like, is this a thing? Is this not a thing? Like, it kind of, like, kills whatever, like, that could be.
Yeah.
Like, where it's just a good thing. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's healthy male attention, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you just go from there. Like, it's a blessing.
I think in both cases, too, like, I haven't had a lot of male attention of late.
Yes.
Well, just because, like,
you had some at your old job.
I did at my old job, but even then, it was
sour.
Yeah, it was sour. And then, like, you know, I usually get my male attention from, like, my brother or whatever, like, we buddy, and he's been gone for a long time. So I don't really have that there, and it has been really refreshing just to, like, be around a guy once in a while. It's nice.
Yes.
I like
so
it.
So that's what I would say for that half. Now for the other half, I don't know. This all seems
very
way more colluded and, like it seems
messy
already. It's
very complicated. It's very messy.
So my first follow-up question is he a person who casually calls people sweetheart? Or...
I think so.
Okay. So, like, that's not, like, out of character for
it's
him.
Not out of character. And he used to call me that all the time.
Okay. So...
So that's not weird.
So I would say... Because for me, I'm like, blah! Like, like...
Yeah, it's not... there are... like, he'll call me hun, too. Or honey. But he spells it wrong, which is hilarious to me. And because I'm like, oh, okay. That's not weird.
Okay. Well, if it's in character for him,
yeah,
then
it's in
like
character. It's fine.
I would say what complicates this the most, though, is that you have previously had wonderings or feelings.
Yeah. History.
That may impact your ability to be this person's friend.
Well, and I wonder, too...
Not saying that it can't happen because of that. I'm just saying, like, it will be a lot more work for you.
I find myself very highly guarded around him.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think it's because, like, previously, like, kind of, like, toyed with you and then, like, moved on.
And moved on. You know, the fact that he was my best friend for several years... and then disappeared was really hard. And so that part of me is like really closed up.
Yeah.
But then the part of me who always just loved hanging out with him and being with him and having a great time is like super excited to have him back in my life.
Yeah.
But that is the same person who also got hurt.
Right.
So.
Well, and I wonder too, I don't know. If it's one of those things where it's like, you can enjoy whatever it's going to be, but then also, like, keep that, like, level of, like, I don't know if hesitation is the right word, or, like, feeling guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in an effort to, like, let him prove that he's somebody who, like, is worthy of your time and energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, I mean,
because you
20 years have passed.
And you've been without him, and that's been fine.
And
so I feel like
fine.
That's, like... I don't know that that's, like, telling, but I think it's, like, it's significant. It's not like you guys were, like, close, and then you had, like, a falling out, and you didn't talk for a while,
right.
And, like, now it's, like, coming, like, most of your adult life, you've not been in contact with him.
Mm-mm.
So I feel like that the hesitation you feel is like the, like kind of like, how do you fit back into mm-hmm. what my life is now? And you're right, mm-hmm. you are a different person now, and he's a different person mm-hmm. now. So it's, I think that level of, like, guardedness is okay. And I think, like, let him prove that he's somebody who, like, is worth, like, you spending time with. And that's for, like, whether anything happens down the road or whether you're just going to be friends.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, are you really in the market even for a one-sided friendship? Like...
No, but at the same time, if this friendship continues the way it is, I'm all down for it.
Yeah.
I really enjoy talking to him.
Yeah.
I really enjoy having him back. And if it were to maintain the same status,
yeah,
there would be no problem. I feel like there would be no issue.
Right.
The same. I mean, and we don't even have to talk every day. I don't need to do that.
Right.
But like at regular times we see each other. I think the biggest thing, though, is like he's single right now. I'm single.
Yeah. And that's fresh for him.
This is new. He's always been with lots of women many times, you know, but he is single and he has mentioned 500 times, like, he wants to be single for a while. He doesn't want to jump into anything. He can't jump into anything right now and just be nothing.
Maybe there's a part of him, too, though, that's, like, trying to figure out, like, how he can be happier in his life too, and like he's thinking back to like the times when you guys would pal around, and
yeah.
like those were good for him too, and so like maybe he's like partially clinging to that,
yeah.
as like a, you know, like trying to get back to himself in a way.
I think so. He has mentioned that many times. So we took a road trip to Ann Arbor,
mm-hmm.
and he has mentioned many times since then, like, he feels like that me taking him there helped him to figure out who he was again,
mm-hmm.
and he had lost some of that, and he's definitely, I mean, just in the last week, how I've seen him change is really amazing. The spooky thing about it is when we talk about objectifying men and the things that I look for in a man physically, I realized
this is also what I feel like might be problematic to your friendship.
Yeah. So Rachel and I have had several conversations about what we look for in a guy. And without knowing what my type was, without realizing it, I subconsciously said all of the things that I would like in a man. And
yeah.
they are all things that he has.
He's the archetype.
So he was the basis of
yeah.
that. So like when I talk about having large hands, which everybody makes fun of me for, but it is, I love that he
What's
does.
Funny is that it's like within the first like moments of seeing or meeting someone,
I'm like,
you're
right
either
away.
Commenting on their like the hands are either a pro or a con.
Yeah,
like, well, his hands aren't very big, but like, we'll wait and see.
I did that
like,
with single dad.
Yes!
I was like, his hands aren't big.
She said with single dad, she's like, I don't know, his hands aren't very big. That's like literally maybe the second thing she told me about him.
Like,
so I'm just like picturing this normal sized guy with like very like effeminate
hands.
He has hands.
Regular hands. He doesn't have big hands. He has regular man hands.
But I also think, like, what you constitute as, like, big hands is weird, too. Because, like, I feel like there are people I see who look like they have proportionate hands. But it's, like, you don't even want them to be proportionate to their body. You want them to be large.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. So, the proportionate is fine.
No,
but,
it's not.
So, like, he has the big hands.
Fine.
He's tall. He's very handy. You know, he's... smart, but like street smart. He's not really book smart, but he's very street. I mean, the stuff that he knows.
Yeah.
I do have to laugh because, like, you know how Bruce is like the miracle worker of fixing things.
Yeah.
So is he. So is this guy. He's just like, oh, I can tell you exactly how to fix that. I can fix that for
yeah.
you. Like, he can build, like, he just, like, went, he has a wood yeah, shop in his garage.
My
and
beef
he went,
with this guy, though, is already that this is the guy who criticized my furniture tower that I built to unhook your smoke detector.
He did.
And he was like, why would you do that?
Why would you
do
that?
Well, how am I supposed to get up there?
Yes. But he's like, well, you could have just called me. I had a scaffolding or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, let me just randomly think of somebody who has scaffolding. But, like, you know, those qualities that I have subconsciously looked for all these years started with him, and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
And so, and then when we went out that first time, just like a little bit over a week ago, I was just kind of like, I was just sitting there staring at him, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, everything is like coming together now. And I never, ever, even in the times like we've talked here and there over the last like 4 years, like just a little bit here and there, it never occurred to me. This was the first like really significant time we had spent together, just the two of us.
Right.
And as the night went on, I was like, oh, there's something I look for. There's something I look for. And I never realized. And so now that like made me put up even more walls, because I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
This is not like, yeah. I have to build this. I have to.
Yeah. Because it's like something in your subconscious was like carrying something from that, yeah, all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the big question is, and there really is no answer for it right now, no, is can he and I be friends? And my whole basis of me saying, no, we cannot, was based on this guy.
Yeah. And I would say maybe with him,
it's
maybe
probably it's a no. I just keep thinking that I don't think,
yeah,
that I can. And I like this right now.
Yeah.
But yeah. I see an end point,
yeah,
to this.
Well, and I think, too, it's one of those things where it's like you are a very decided person.
Yeah.
At any given time, you kind of know what you want. You might not know the specifics of it or, yeah, what it might like exactly look like. But I feel like you are very decided in what you want. And he seems like, so far, he's not very decided in what he,
no,
wants. Like, he says, like, this is what he wants for now, or, like, yeah, you know, but he just kind of seems like he's more of a, like...
He's a live-in-the-moment,
yeah,
type live of
in
person.
Yeah, live-in-the-moment, like, which I feel like is fine and fun, mm-hmm, but I just think, like, as long as you're willing to be, like, nope, like, this is where, like... This is where I hop off the train.
Yeah.
You know, like, we can ride the train together as long as,
and this is,
you
my
know,
stop. I gotta go.
But, like, it's not gonna pan out if he expects you to be a, you know, go with the flow, make whatever decisions.
Yeah,
person.
And I actually don't think he does, because as much as I'm a different person now as I was then, that part about me has never,
right,
changed.
Right, is the same. Yeah.
That's always the same. And I think...
I feel like maybe that's why he's...
He feels comfort
coming
back
in to
me,
you. Yeah.
Because I am very stable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's mentioned a few times, he's been like, you know, I forgot, but you were, like, my base.
Yeah.
You always kept me centered and... You kept my feet on the ground.
This man just sounds like he speaks very freely about his feelings.
He's very,
I feel like,
emotional.
That is,
I told
shocking.
Rachel that in a text too. Is,
yeah,
he's
very
incredibly
emotional.
Emotional person, and that about him has never changed. Yeah, he has zero closed off emotions. And the level of comfort that I have with him, I feel like I could ask him anything. And he would answer it with 100% truthfulness and being 100% open about his emotions about it.
Wow. See, that's great.
Yeah. I made him take the Enneagram test. and he's a 2, which we decided there aren't very many 2 men,
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, I don't know any male 2s. All the 2s I know are female.
Yeah.
Oh, well, although Meech is a boy. Meech is a 2. Allegedly.
Allegedly, too.
Meech believes he's a 2. I don't know that Meech is a 2.
I don't know. But, yeah, he was a 2, and I could totally see it. And then the gif I sent to Rachel was some flames. I'm like, well,
we don't know how
that
would
end.
Bonfire.
It's not going to work out. So,
although any relationship combination allegedly can work.
I don't know. I'm really hooked on the 9.
Different
really hooked on the 9.
Relationships have different levels of work to do.
Yeah.
And I think a 1 with a 2 would be a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So,
well,
anyway.
You'll have to keep us posted.
I will. And, yeah, I'll give you an update on the next time. And I really can't wait to hear your Just Me moment.
Yeah. It's coming next.
I know.
So, as Lori just said, this is my Just Me moment. If it wasn't already evident, this is Rachel, and this is the segment in our podcast where one of us records all on our lonesome. And this Just Me moment is going to be birthday themed, as I just had a birthday by the time this comes out, 2 days ago. So I just turned 27. So at the time that this comes out, I am 27 and 2 days. And for you birthday sticklers, I understand that that means my birthday's not for another year, but, I'm kind of a plus or minus, 2 days either way, for birthday celebrations and things like that. And in thinking about what I wanted to talk about in my Just Me moment, I figured what better to talk about, than my birthday and the year ahead, and things that I'm kind of thinking about. So I've compiled a list of 27 wishes for my 27th year. So in the last several years, kind of like into early adulthood, I've realized about myself that I'm really bad at dreaming or wishing for things for myself, or I don't know, just kind of participating in things that don't seem like real or tangible or accessible to me. And I've decided that that's kind of a bummer. So I've been working on it. I wish it was something that I would have gotten good at when I was younger, because I think kids are really good at just like knowing what they want and then kind of going for it. But as an adult, I'm trying to teach myself. So this exercise was kind of really fun. So if you're somebody like me who's just kind of practical and logical, and wishes that they could be a little bit more of a dreamer, maybe you could compile a list yourself. But here's my list of 27 wishes for my 27th year. Starting off at number one, I have a pony. I feel like a pony is what you wish for when you're not really sure what else to wish for when you're a kid. And you're like, I don't know, I guess a lot of people want a pony, or you hear that like thrown around a lot. I was never really a pony person, but I thought it would be a good filler, because I also thought that maybe I would need to fill some spots. So to kick us off, I will wish for a pony. Number two, I wish for adventures to new places. So I want to go see just different things, discover new places that I maybe wouldn't have thought that I wanted to go to. I would like to go to the ocean for the first time. Just new adventures to different kinds of places. My third wish is for more laughter than tears. My fourth wish, I'm going to go for another pony, because we've got a long way to go. My fifth wish, I would like to learn to give grace to myself and others. So as a one, I can be really critical of myself, and sometimes that criticalness and judgment gets turned outwards to the people around me. And I want to work on that, and I want to give myself more grace, and I also want to give the people around me the grace that they deserve also. Number six, I would like cute shoes that don't kill my feet. Much too often, you have to make the sacrifice when wearing cute shoes that you don't care what happens to your feet. But as I approach 30, I have less and less room in my life for uncomfortable shoes. Also, as a teacher, I have very little room in my life for uncomfortable shoes. So I'm hoping that some cute shoes come into my life that don't make me want to chop off my feet. Number seven. I would love to spend a whole day with a blanket, a mug of some kind of warm beverage, and a book. This could be a fog day, a snow day, some other inclement weather day, but some day where I don't know that I'm going to have the whole day to spend that way, and then it just happens. Those are my favorite, and I wish for many of those, but at least one would be sufficient, I suppose. Number eight, I wish for great TV that makes me laugh and cry. I am an avid TV watcher, as listeners of this podcast know. I like to watch a variety of different things, but my favorite kind of TV is the TV that makes me laugh really, really hard, but also I also really love TV that makes me feel things, whether that's like heartwarmed or sad or just, you know, you like to feel those deep emotions. I also think it's really helpful to, like, cry about TV and things that aren't related directly to your life, because I think it makes the things that are directly to your life seem a little bit lighter. Number 9, I wish for good dental health in my 27th year. As an adult, I have spent a lot of time at the dentist, and I'm hoping that my time at the dentist can be dwindled to just my 6-month cleanings. And then he says things like, I will see you in 6 months, and I peace out. I've had several years in a row where I have maxed out my dental benefits, and I would like to stop doing that. As my dentist probably already lives in a very nice house, and I would like to stop contributing to said very nice house and start contributing to my future very nice house. Number 10, I would wish for high student test scores that shows that my students learned a lot this year. Not that test scores mean everything, but it is a nice indicator that me and my teaching team are doing what we're supposed to be doing. And more so than high student test scores, number 11, I wish for students, who would love learning. So I wish that this year my students would leave this year thinking that they love school and they love learning, and they like spending time with us and things like that. This year has kicked off, we're like 4 weeks in, and so far it's been really fun. I've really enjoyed my time with my new kiddos, and my wish for them is that they would love to learn. Number 12, I wish for Sharpie markers in all colors, and thicknesses. I was recently at Home Depot, as I was getting supplies around the time that I was moving, and I saw this Sharpie marker called a Sharpie Magnum, I think it was called, and it was the most giant marker I've ever seen in my whole life, and it has haunted me ever since. I really want one. I want to write large signs with it. I don't know what these signs would say, but I would like to mark all the things with this marker. So I wish that one of those would come into my life, and I also wish that I completed my collection of metallic Sharpies, because I have a few and I really like them, and I'd like to have some more. I'm kind of a marker fiend. I have a lot of them. I really like them. And I wish that more of those would come into my life in my 27th year. Number 13, I wish for deep friendship, that I would continue to just grow in closeness with some of my friends. I have amazing friends. I feel like they have been the biggest blessing of my adulthood up until this point. And my birthday every year is always a good reminder of those friendships. I just like hearing from people via text or hanging out with people, specifically like for my birthday, and just really getting to spend time with people that I love, and having a great time with them. And I just wish that those friendships would be deeper in my 27th year, and that I would really enjoy them. Number 14, I also wish that I could make some new friends. So in adulthood, it is really hard to make new friends and to even know like where to do that or where to like, I don't know, it just feels like in the age of technology, like your world shrinks a little bit. Like I feel like people used to go out and do a lot more things, and there used to be like opportunities to meet new people. And I would like to meet some new friends. I really feel like the last new friend I made, I always joke that like, that Lori is the last new friend I made. And at this point I've known Lori for like 5 years. So that's not a great track record in making new friends or meeting people and having them become my friends. So I would really like to meet somebody my age who is a new person, a stranger, if you will, and befriend them. I haven't done that in a really long time, and I would like to. Number 15, let's throw in another pony. Number 16, I would wish again. This has been my wish for many years, but I felt like I had to include it in this list or it just wouldn't be complete. I wish for a beautiful, age-appropriate, independently wealthy man. who is single. Is that too much to ask for? Number 17, which may or may not contradict my last wish, I wish for contentment in whatever season and whatever life brings me in my 27th year. Number 18, I wish for a stronger belief in the world that we belong to one another. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, just with the political climate and like how tense everything seems, or even with social media sometimes. I just think that we forget that we belong to one another and that like that's what's going to make the world a better place. And I think that that's what I want my students to believe, and that's how I want them to behave within our classroom. And I hope that that translates to, you know, their worlds and their life outside of my room. But I also just think like, I really just wish that we had a world that like believed that. I think it would be so much better for everyone. Number 19, I wish for the max amount of snow days possible without having to make up any days at the end of the year. Number 20, I wish that I would be less fearful and more hopeful in the year to come, that I would look at new and scary circumstances or opportunities with just less fear and more hope. I heard a quote one time that was like, if I told you in a year your life was going to be exactly the same as it is now, you wouldn't be happy about that. So like, why are you so afraid to change? And I feel like that really resonated with me, and I want to become a person who seizes new opportunities and isn't as cautious. I want to be brave. Number 21 feels impossible, but I have added it to the list. I wish for a facial moisturizer that both moistens my skin and doesn't make my skin freak out and break out. I feel like no one told me that breakouts and acne would persist into adulthood, and I thought that it would stop when I was no longer a teenager, and that has just not been the case, and I'm trying to control my skin, it's freaking out, and it's also dry. So I'm ever on the hunt, and maybe my 27th year is the year I find something that will be nice and friendly on my face, that will make my skin soft and supple and not look like an old lady, and also not make me look like an adolescent person who hasn't learned how to wash their face. We can wish, right? Number 22, I would like to ask for another pony because 27 really is a high number and I'm running out of things to fill this list. 23, I wish for deep sleep. I am a very temperamental sleeper, we'll say. I work really hard to be able to get a good night's sleep, and it does not always come. So in my 27th year, I wish that I have many nights where I sleep so soundly that my alarm fully wakes me up in the morning, because many mornings I am already awake before my alarm rings. 24, I would like to wish for a year's supply, or you know what, this is my list and I can do what I want. I'm going to wish for a lifetime supply of Chick-fil-A waffle fries with Chick-fil-A sauce, because I don't want to eat Chick-fil-A waffle fries without Chick-fil-A sauce. Number 25, I would also like to wish for a lifetime supply of sweet tea to wash down my waffle fries. My 26th wish is that I would get my episode 21 bookstore date that I was heavily mocked for because people thought it was lame. But I think it would be really fun, and I hope that in my 27th year, that comes to fruition. And finally, we've made it to the end of the list. My 27th wish is for a home for all of the ponies that I've wished for while making this list, because the Lord knows that I will not be taking care of these ponies or housing them, and I don't want anything to do with them after this segment concludes. So that has been my 27 wishes for my 27th year. Thank you for hanging in with me for my just me moment. I hope that this year for you also brings all the things that you wish for. Thanks. So that wraps up our episode this week. If you have things that you're wishing for, let us know. You can tweet at us at Party of Ones on Twitter. That's Party of One S. or you can email us at partyofones.podcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, and we hope you have a great week. Bye!